Okay, in this lesson, we'll be talking about Chrome extension KPIs, or key performance indicators, which are metrics that measure the success of your Chrome extension business. They allow you to monitor progress and make better informed decisions. So you'll have better visibility of user engagement and identify areas that you need to work on and improve. And they allow you to make data-driven decisions to drive that continuous improvement. I know KPIs, key performance indicators, is a bit corporate-y, if such a word exists, but they are useful for us to be able to measure, monitor, and track how well we're doing in terms of our Chrome extension business. And of course, as per the previous lesson, they allow us to set goals and targets for different areas of the business and for us to then keep a track of them. So let's have a look now at the ones that I think you should be tracking. And of course, these aren't set in stone. You can add or take away from these or amend them and just make them your own. So first up, number of active users. So measuring the total number of active users for your extension so we can monitor the growth and engagement over time. Obviously, that's something we want to be increasing over time. Monthly recurring revenue, or MRR for short. So if we're tracking the monthly revenue generated from the subscription payments and we're measuring the growth and stability of the revenue that's coming in. Again, it's something we want to be increasing over time. And then we've got the free versus paid percentage split. So analyzing the number of free users on the extension versus the number of paid and seeing how many free users we're having to support within the business. And we obviously want to see the percentage of paid users increasing with the number of free users decreasing. And then we've got monthly costs. So the monthly expenses associated with running and maintaining the extension, be them software costs, API costs, or costs in terms of running a small team. You have to keep a close eye on these costs, obviously something that we want to be decreasing over time. And then the freemium / trial conversion rates. So what percentage of the free users have converted to paid versions? And that's slightly different than the earlier one. So this is going to measure the number of free users that came on board in that period and the percentage of them that then converted to a paid tier. And we can see how effective our onboarding and conversion strategies are in that case. Next up, we have monthly installs and uninstalls. So just keeping a track of these numbers and seeing if we're having some sudden spikes in installs or uninstalls, which may indicate that the users are unhappy with something. So that's well worth tracking. And then we've got churn. So this is the percentage of customers who cancel their subscriptions over a specific period. You want to decrease churn, and you should have a churn percentage goal that you're aiming for to keep churn below that particular threshold. Otherwise, you're going to find it hard to actually grow the user base if during the time you're adding a load of people at the front door, a lot of the people are leaving through the back door. So we need to make sure we're keeping our existing customers happy whilst attracting our new customers as well. Customer lifetime value tracks the average revenue generated for each subscriber over the lifetime and allows us to measure the long-term value of our customer base. Okay, and next up we have the cost of acquiring a customer, which is referred to as the CAC. So it's generally used for paid advertising. And of course, this is something that you'll be wanting to reduce over time and reduce the cost of acquiring a customer. We've then got the user ratings and reviews. So you want to monitor the ratings and reviews given to your extension on the Chrome Web Store and see what the average review rating is. And we want to try and keep that nice and high over time and increase it if possible. So we want to encourage positive reviews and address negative feedback super quickly. And then we've got load time and performance. So is there any metrics that we can use to test out our Chrome extension is working quickly and isn't causing any performance bottlenecks for our users? And if there are, then obviously we need to address those issues and figure out why the response time is tripled in the last month. But if you're not measuring this, then obviously you can't manage it. So it's something you probably want to measure going forward. Then we've got support tickets and resolution time. So we want to know how many tickets are submitted by our users. You could do a count of those per month, and you could even divide that by the active user base, because obviously if your user base is increasing, you expect the number of support tickets to increase as well. So we can come up with a metric measuring the number of support tickets divided by the number of users we're supporting. You also want to measure the time taken to resolve those issues, which should be automatically tracked within your help desk software, and just see what your average response times are. Obviously, you want to decrease the number of support tickets per user and decrease the resolution time as well. These could be indicators that you might need to bring in a bit of help on the support desk side of it to handle the volume of tickets in an efficient manner. Okay, so then to summarize, the Chrome extension KPIs you want to increase will be the lifetime value of your customers, your monthly recurring revenue. Investors actually prefer monthly recurring revenue to annual, just because annual is normally around 20% off what you would receive over a year from someone in monthly. And the perception is that people on annuals are much more likely to forget about the app that they've subscribed to and then cancel and refund when the annual subscription hits that following year. We want to be increasing monthly active users, the percentage conversions to the paid tier, the Chrome Web Store average rating, and then, as boring as it sounds, anything along the lines of documentation and standard operating procedures that keep the business running. Because if you're the only person that knows how to run the business, then you've really just given yourself a job. You don't really have a business that you can sell and migrate over. All your processes need to be documented to make it more appealing for any prospective buyers. And then Chrome extension KPIs to decrease. You want to ensure churn is decreasing. The cost to acquire a customer is decreasing. You want to do less lifetime sales, no matter how tempting they may be. You want to get that juicy subscription income instead. We want the number of monthly support tickets to be lower month on month, less uninstalls, and decreasing costs as well. So yeah, they are the key performance indicators that I think you should be tracking. And a lot of the time, the host platform that you're hosting your website and payment solution on will actually be able to tell you a lot of these stats just by running some reports on it, certainly in the case of WooCommerce. And if they don't, like in Gumroad, you had very limited reports, you can export them and bring them into something like Bear Metrics or another tool to analyze these KPIs for you. Just a heads up, when you come to exit, you'll be expected to know the figures behind these standard KPIs, so it's worth getting into the habit of monitoring them as you go. All right, so that's it for this lesson, and I'll see you in the next one.